Sometimes in your life, you meet someone and you just click with them straight away. I met this wonderful human whilst at the premiere of Van Gogh Alive in Adelaide, and we have been trying to make this conversation happen since then. Now, what started simply as recommendations for a good bite for friends has turned into an absolutely booming business, and that business is called Only If It's Good. We're welcoming Anastasia to the show. Hello.
Hi, how are you? How are you going, Molly?
Good. It is so nice to chat with you after all this time.
I know. I'm talking about this for quite a while.
So tell us, what is Only If It's Good?
Only If It's Good is my Instagram page where I review. I wouldn't call it a review. I would call it, well, for want of a better word, we'll call it a review. Restaurants, eateries that I go to, but I only post if I think that it's good. I try and look at things from the experience the chef would like you to have, rather than if I like it. The two different experiences.
So you say that a menu says a lot about an eatery, and that you can tell just by looking at the menu if a place is good or not. But how do you do that?
That's a secret. I didn't know you were going to ask that question. very cute. Generally, what I look at, what's in season. Sometimes they put things on the menu that belong in the 90s, arancini balls, things like that. And then I look at what's current at the moment on menus, how they're what the ingredients are, what ingredients they're using, those sorts of things. You can usually tell just by looking.
Are you looking at creativity as well, like dishes you haven't seen before? Yeah, cool.
Oh, my God, that's the first thing I look at is innovation. Something that I haven't seen before, something that I haven't tasted before, a flavour combination that I want to try, sometimes even an ingredient that I love and the way it's being used that I haven't used before or I haven't tried it before, that catches my eye straight away. I usually don't tell people these things. Jeez, this is my secret. I'm telling my secret.
I'm in a special club. I've never felt so loved, Anastasia.
I know you are. And so are all your followers now. So that's really, really good.
So did this all begin from your friends asking you the same questions I have? Is that how you got to where you are?
Well, what friends would usually do is they would message me and say, we want to go here or here. Can you choose for us? So they would send me the menus and I would tell them which one to go to. And these particular friends would go out to dinner, and one night they said, you should write reviews. And I thought, no, I can't do that. And then I thought, well, I can't. I don't like negative reviews. It's just not who I am. Also, businesses can hurt when you give a negative review, so I didn't want to do that. So I thought I'll do positive only, and I will only write something if it's good. If it's not good, I will talk to them privately and not write about it at all, because I don't feel that the whole world needs to know if there was an issue on that night, because we don't know what the issue could be. They could have had someone sick, you know, they could have had an off night. These things happen, we're all human. And I don't think it's fair to tell the whole world about a really bad experience if it might not be the fault of the kitchen itself or the front of house staff.
I love that you brought that up too, because I feel like that applies to every single industry that exists, because people make judgments really quickly based off one experience, particularly in the hospitality industries. But I feel like you keep it real. I love that about you. And you do exude this positivity. You're so bright and happy and fun.
Aww.
And I think that's your business. And I'm just so, so happy that you're here.
Thank you so much.
If people are wanting to check out your recommendations, is the best place to go on your Instagram, because I know you've got your blog, as you mentioned, but you've got a YouTube channel as well, right?
Yep. That YouTube channel is called Only If It's Vegan. It's a branch of Only If It's Good, and I've partnered up with my friend Danny, who has runs her own Instagram page called The Place of Taste, and she's vegan, and her partner Shub, who is our videographer, and he's a professional videographer, and on only if it's vegan. We're currently talking about our favourite vegan places in Adelaide.
I was vegan for like 18 months there at one point in my life.
And really?
Yeah. It's one of those things where people always ask a lot of questions about it, like, oh, how did you do that? And what do you eat? And it can hard, you know, going to a restaurant because there's not always options. Do you feel like you've seen a bit of a shift in restaurants catering for more dietary requirements and interests as things are changing?
Absolutely. I thought last year when I started covering vegan dishes, because I find them more interesting and far more innovative because they don't have a meat protein to depend on, I thought there was the height of veganism like last year, but it's just growing exponentially. So I'm finding that this year there's far more vegans and there are far more restaurants that cater for dietary requirements. They might not put it on their menu, but if you ask or ask ahead of time, they will cater to you.
That's a good tip.
I'm not talking like a steakhouse because that definitely won't cater to you. But yeah, a lot of them will, even though, like I said, even though it might not say it on their menu, if you have a quick chat with them, ring them up, they will cater to a vegan menu.
If people are listening right now and they're thinking, yeah, this is well and good, but what about us? What about the regions? Where can we go? What are your only if it's good recommendations for us here?
Okay. On the south coast, I spend a lot of my time on the Fleurieu. Vista Harbour, there's a new place called Mum's Beard that's opened up. Fantastic. That's really cool. It looks so good inside as well. And then we've got Cootie Shack. Goor Beach, then there is, in Goor, there is Mother Duck. Oh, Port Elliot, they have, there's a vegan vegetarian place to go to and it's called Beaches in Port Elliot.
Right up my alley. And for the Murraylands?
There's one called Knotty and Folk.
Yes, it's good there, very good.
On Tailem Bend, who's got one called Little Local Company.
Wow, cool.
In the Adelaide Hills. There's a lot of good wineries in the Adelaide Hills.
Yes.
We've got like Pike and Joyce. But there is Adelaide Hills is chock full of great restaurants. We are so lucky.
So you've created this business from scratch. I'm always interested to ask people, like, what do you think the secret to your success has been so far?
Authenticity.
Love that.
Just being me. Not making out that I'm something that I'm not. I'm just normal. You can't keep it up. Can't keep up a facade.
Mm.
I know I can't. So I'm just authentic and kind. Kindness. Make sure you... Connection. People always want a connection. I know I do. I always want to connect with people.
Mm.
So I think those three, kindness, connection and authenticity.
I feel like I need to be writing this down. I know we've spoken a bit about the fact that you need to do a TED Talk, and you seriously do, my girl.
Okay, I'll do a TED Talk.
Just for me. So if anyone listening right now wants to keep up to date with all of your latest Only If It's Good recommendations, how can they do that? What can they look out for?
If they head to @onlyifitsgood_ on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
they can keep up with that, but very, very soon, within the next couple of months, I'm hoping there will be an Only If It's Good website where they could actually search for restaurants that I've approved. It'll be onlyifitsgood.com.au, and as soon as that's available, I will be putting that up I'll be posting about it on my Instagram page. So in the meantime, just if they head over to @onlyifitsgood_ on Instagram, that's where they'll find me right now.
Wow, I'm so keen for this. I feel like I'm never going to have one of those, where do I go for dinner moments, because I'll just go straight to onlyifitsgood.com.au and I'll be sorted. I love this. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Love you too, Molly. Thank you so much for the interview. That's been wonderful. Thank you for having me.